2019 Q's Symposium in this beautiful place called the Bahamas, and it's doing its best rendition of Bahamas today.
Looks good out there.
Very tropical, very nice out there, and we are here with Trust, is it Trust Edge Leadership Institute?
Yes.
And you are David Horsager, obviously.
I am.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you.
You're welcome. How's the conference going for you? Because you were here yesterday, too.
I was.
His name escapes me, darn it.
Yeah.
Ron, right?
Yeah.
So cool.
I've loved it.
Yeah. I heard rave reviews from his keynote. So, and speaking of rave reviews, I think you just got out of your session.
I did.
And you were, let's put it, very active.
Well,
you had your attendees all over this place, drawing on the wall, but there was paper, but they were doing all sorts of stuff on the walls, yeah, and stuff like that, an exercise in leadership, I'm assuming. So
yeah,
give us a quick overview, because your session was called Drive Performance and Culture Through Trust, Your Greatest Competitive Advantage.
Great.
So what was, yeah, give
so
us a quick overview.
So I only talk about one thing, trust.
Mm-hmm.
All my grad research and all the work we do out of the Institute is all around building trusted leaders in organizations around the world. So we work with pro sports teams, global governments. We work with some of the biggest, most premier companies in the world on one thing, trust. And I believe a lack of trust is the biggest expense of an organization. The biggest cost they have is not a leadership issue, it's not a sales issue, it's not a financial issue, it's always a trust issue.
Mm-hmm.
So the first piece I'm showing is the case for trust, how a lack of trust, you think trust doesn't affect the bottom line?
Mm-hmm.
Ask, you know, Volkswagen. $33 billion. Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
Ask Tiger Woods. I mean, for Tiger 9 years ago, one breach of trust, 27 breaches of trust, he lost $110 million in 2 weeks in endorsements. So
Good.
Your credit score is a trust score. It's always a trust score. There's always an issue. The trust, not being followed as a leader, it's because you're not trusted.
Mm-hmm.
Not being bought from as a salesperson,
mm-hmm,
you're not trusted. The kids don't respect that teacher, they don't trust the teacher. It's always a trust issue. So that's the first core to the work, is everything of value is built on trust,
mm-hmm,
not something else, and the lack of it is the biggest expense
you
have.
Right, right. And that's the credit union member relationship too, or any kind of company
absolutely
that sells. You've got to have that trust in order to gain their business, basically.
Right.
So very cool. So what was the exercise that you were doing, because you paired everybody up, I guess, you know, CEO and board chair.
Yep.
And they had to go draw on the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
What was
go
that
back to kindergarten
about?
So actually, I mean, it's funny because I talk about trust. I'm really not for like back rubs and kumbaya stuff. So it looks like, oh, they're drawing like kindergarten. It was a very specific,
it was
powerful
very detailed
activity.
Yeah.
But first of all, I would say, well, first half of the research is the case for trust. The second half is how do you actually build it? And that goes beyond what people think. And that was one of the pieces that people were working on. But the how you build it, these eight traits came out of that original research. I call them pillars in the books,
mm-hmm,
and the eight-pillar framework. Eight pillars are the most trusted leaders in organizations of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So because we think we know it all about this old word trust, and it turns out it's bigger and more complex than we think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it takes a long time to build trust. Well, on 9/11, complete strangers trust each other in a moment if they're running the same direction.
Second, yeah.
Yeah, transparency is trusted, but so is confidentiality. Confidence is trusted, but not when it becomes arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of complexity. So these eight traits, so that pillar we were talking about, we were doing something very specific that helps a leader look at themselves first,
mm-hmm,
and then really connect in a collaborative way with others.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what it's called, the trust shield.
Okay.
And it's many walk away saying that's the most powerful activity.
Really?
It's really a cool, meaningful piece to what
we do.
I mean,
you had probably a couple hundred people in there thoroughly engaged in that exercise, because you know when you sometimes go to conferences and people are they're kind of half into it, but these folks, they were like really into it, and they it appeared that they were getting a lot out of it as well, so that's a good thing.
That's a function of having it be relevant to them. So that's what we want to make. We believe trust is the issue, but when it becomes my issue, and if I can do something about it today or tomorrow, and that's one of the pieces we show how you can apply this tomorrow to solve your biggest challenges.
Right, right.
So, and since we think everything is a trust challenge, we want them to solve that challenge against these eight. So that's the...
I mean, we're kind of living in times where everything is so volatile right now.
Yeah.
It's a very fast-paced business world out there. So how does this stuff kind of relate to dealing with a fast-paced environment right now? Because, I mean, I think, obviously, trust is a huge part of that. Once you have their trust, you can weather pretty much anything. So,
well, I mean, it deals with everything at every time. So people will say to me, oh, trust, that's so timely. But you know what? It's timeless.
Mm-hmm.
It's both timely and timely. It's always, like I said, a trust issue. So you might say there's certain ways we might apply it. We might look at this, this, it really, I'm looking at the issue of trust. So what is the challenge in times like these? Is it, mm-hmm. is it a transition time, an issue? Is it a succession issue? Mm-hmm. Is it a strategy issue? Because mm-hmm. that's when I'm going to apply different pillars from
gotcha.
The framework.
Gotcha.
So, okay. I mean, even maybe to give you an overview of those, mm-hmm. the eight pillars of trust, I'll give you a few of them at least, and you
sure.
can ask any question you want.
Sure.
But these eight that we solve against, number one is clarity. People mm-hmm. trust the clear, mm-hmm. and they distrust or mistrust the ambiguous mm-hmm. or the overly complex. Mm-hmm. Whenever I overcomplexify something beyond what's needed, I lose clarity, I lose trust.
Mm-hmm.
Character, people trust those with character that do what's right over what's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Compassion, people trust those that care beyond themselves. So intent matters. This is why the most trusted person in the world to the most people is mom,
mm-hmm.
because she has intent beyond herself. Competency. You might have character and you might have compassion, but if you can't, that doesn't mean I'll trust you to give me a root canal, right?
Right.
So you've got to be competent in that area.
Yeah.
So I'm driving these folks to stay fresh and relevant and capable mm-hmm. of their losing.
Mm-hmm.
Commitment. We trust those that stay committed to something beyond themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if I think of anybody in life that's left a legacy or in history, even my mom, my first grade teacher, Martin Luther King, Mandela, Gandhi, Jesus, or Joan of Arc,
yeah.
they've been committed to something beyond themselves and they're trusted for it.
Mm-hmm.
Connection, the ability to connect and collaborate with others. You know, we think we do it on our own. We have this hero syndrome and we always need others. In fact, there's some great research on that now, how nothing great has ever been done alone.
Mm-hmm.
People thought it was, the inventor of the light bulb was Edison.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. It was a team who invented anything.
I gave the example. Steve Jobs,
exactly.
Not just Steve
Jobs. In fact, he isn't one of the 2,200 people on the first patent.
Ah.
So it's interesting.
Wow.
So the cotton gin is what I was going to say.
Eli Whitney.
But
yeah.
of course, all these slaves and really this woman, Catherine Green, and you know, you could only have a man on a patent in those days. So anyway, so this connecting, collaborating, a contribution is a pillar. That the real first word that came out of that research funnel was results.
Mm-hmm.
You can have
mm-hmm.
compassion, you can have character, but you don't contribute the results I expect
mm-hmm.
or ask for. I don't
mm-hmm.
trust you. You've got to deliver results. Finally, if I hit them all, was consistency, sameness. This is why, you know, I trust you for whatever you do consistently.
Right.
If you're late all the time, I in fact trust you to be late. If you don't, you know, wear enough clothes, I say, yeah, I trust you are a Kardashian. So so whatever it is, you're trusted for whatever you do all the time. And this is, a reputation is built on consistency, and a brand and an organization is
mm-hmm.
built on consistency. That's
mm-hmm.
why we get these credit unions. If one branch is like this and one branch is like that, or the frontline person's like this and the loan officer's like that, if we don't get
yeah.
people, we don't have consistency, then we lose. So that's the eight pillars I'm solving everything
okay.
against. And not arrogantly, but passionately, I believe you can solve every leadership and organizational issue against these eight. It's always these eight.
Mm-hmm.
So as an example, someone might
come up to me
and say, oh, engagement's not the core issue. It's a trust issue first,
mm-hmm.
then we get engagement
mm-hmm.
to go up. It's a referral issue. It's never a referral issue. It's a trust issue, and I'll show the research on
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm.
But people say this often. Isn't communication ever the issue? I see you like C's, David. Isn't communication ever? Communication's never the core issue. Communication's happening all the time. Clear communication is trusted. Unclear isn't. High character communication is trusted. Low character isn't.
Right.
Consistent communication. Clear, you know, compassionate. When I care about you in my communication, it's trusted. When
right.
I don't care about you, it's not. So
right.
if they can get these, they can start to solve the real issue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
mm-hmm.
we see happen.
Very cool. So in our industry, we are having we're having kind of an exodus, a mass exodus of CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are retiring.
Yeah.
And you got some fresh faces coming in. What is your advice for building that trust? What do you, I mean, obviously the eight pillars are
yep.
are huge in this area. So what do CEOs and board chairs, what do they need to do to get started on the right foot, as far as that?
You got a few days here. I mean, you know,
I do, I'll be here
this Thursday. One thing I've got to say is, people want to say, oh, let me just build trust in 5 minutes. You got to do the work.
Yeah.
And I have so many people today. In fact, I can think of my mentor in my ear saying, David, you want to make a lot of money? Don't do the trust stuff. People don't want to pay for dealing with the real issue. They want image work.
Really?
So just give them image work. You know, it's like, and we made this commitment to the real work, and that's the thing. Is what I would say to them right now
mm-hmm.
is a message I have from the farm as a kid.
Yeah.
Do the work.
Right.
Because the only way to real lasting success is dealing with the trust issue
mm-hmm.
first.
Mm-hmm.
And in other industries, I have
mm-hmm.
the same thing. I've got tech companies saying, well, we're trying to do agile. We can't get agile. They
mm-hmm.
took a year on trust.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to do agile. We have these other companies, you know, you've got to deal with this trust issue. And in that, then I would, you know, if I was talking to them one-on-one, I'd say, well, start with these pillars. All eight were relatively co-equal,
mm-hmm.
but I would start with clarity, because it turns out if you're clear,
yeah.
you have a chance at
yeah.
consistency. If you're clear, and then we can move down the pillars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I
yeah.
agree. Okay, looking at the opposite side of the coin here, broken trust.
Yeah.
How do you regain that trust? Because do you approach that at all? I'm sure.
Of course.
That's a big issue.
There's an eight pillar framework. Excuse me. There's in the book, even in our Leap Deeper work, there's a 15 step process for how do you rebuild trust. Mm-hmm. If you're BP in the oil spill, or if you're VW in the car situation, or if you're Wells Fargo, and those are all true in a big organization, but whether you're a bigger organization or an individual, it comes down to one thing, and it's not the apology. Hmm. The only way to rebuild trust, I'll give you an analogy. So I had a CEO from the Netherlands, came to America. He said, David, I said to him, you got been to America a few months. I said, what do you know is different in America? He said, you want to know the truth, David? I said, of course. He said, well, the first thing I noticed in America is you get a bunch of lying apologizers. They all say they're sorry. They don't mean, I'm sorry, I'm late. No, you're not. You're late every time. Yeah. I mean, we do hear this. I'm sorry. Yeah. So it doesn't mean you don't need to start with an apology, but that never rebuilds trust. The only way to rebuild trust, if you have the opportunity, the only way is to make and keep a new commitment. It's the only way.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a simple answer. Now let's work at it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. And that could take days.
Sure. Yeah.
And there's a big game coming up in a week or so. And I'm thinking about this as you're talking, but each of these players, they have to trust each other.
Absolutely.
When you're, especially in a team environment, for any team thing, you've got to trust each other to do their job.
Yep.
So that's a huge thing as well. So in a credit union, the CEO has to trust the board. Well, I don't know. Whatever the dynamic is.
Yeah, I mean, we're working with pro sports teams. We're working with, we're using these same eight pillars when we work with PhDs at the University of Nebraska. Same as we work with some of these pro sports teams. Same stuff when we work with, of course, we relate it to their specific issue.
Right.
But we worked with one university team. We took from 3-7 to 7-3 in 1 year in the regular season.
Wow.
And they applied two major pieces that we do. And the coach said, that's why.
Yeah.
And I think it is why. I think they figured out a different way of dealing with trust, and that increased the trust on the team, and that increased output.
Very cool. Yeah. What's the biggest takeaway? I mean, obviously the trust is the foundation. What's the biggest takeaway from your session that people can take back to their credit union?
You know, there's a process called how, which gets to clarity. There's the case for trust, which gets to a lack of trust, the biggest expense. There's the eight pillar framework, which people got all different things that were relevant to them.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I would leave with the last pillar, and that is, it's the little things done consistently that make the biggest difference.
Yeah.
The little things are what you're trusted for.
Mm-hmm.
Little things, not big things. Mm-hmm. It's that little thing. If I do that little thing, then, you know, if I'm overweight, it's not because I had, it's because I had too many mocha lattes over years, not because I ate too much this morning for breakfast. If I'm a good husband, it's because I've loved and honored my wife over years, not because I gave her a diamond ring or a dozen roses one time.
Right.
Same with leadership. If I'm doing the little things of appreciation or the little things of clarity, I mean, people say, oh, we got the clarity thing nailed. We share that at the annual meeting. Nobody knows it if you're not sharing it every 21 days. So it's little things done consistently build each of these pillars and certainly build trust.
Yeah.
And you can lose it just as fast.
Exactly, yeah. Because you can spend years developing trust, and then one little thing, boom, gone. So,
of course.
Very cool. All right, last question. Where can we find out more information on you, on this topic? Where do we go?
TrustEdge.com.
Okay.
TrustEdge.com is the best place.
All right, we'll put that in the show notes and people can get right to it. David, thank you so much.
Nice to see
you. Well done.
Yep.